And welcome back to the Roma Roundup Show. We're back here for the next hour and a half, and we've got guests, as we said, coming on. We've also got Martin Giles from Hive Town, and of course we've also got Roger Madams from Tonbridge Angels and Football Fights Back. So they will be with us within the next hour and a half on the show. So we're just sending all tweets out to all Farnborough fans out there to try and get them to come on the show. So it'd be interesting to see if we can get any Farnborough fans on to have a chat about the situation down there. So is there any more that you've heard from your sources?
No, it's just the, like I said, I think the appeal's this week, and whatever the decision of the appeal is, then we'll find out.
Mm.
So I think the League Cup game, and I think Saturday's game's cancelled. We'll move on, but hopefully it's not going to be an ongoing situation like Salisbury and things like that, and it should just happen. But as I said last week, this should have been done ages ago. It's just it's a bit of a farce, really. But there we go.
How long does it go on for? You know, before someone has to, you know, physically make a decision one way or the other, and you know, and turns around and says, "Well, enough's enough." And,
well, the decision's into the FA now, isn't it? Mm. The Roma League will pull it into the decision of the FA. So at the appeal, if the FA say, yep, you need to pay the £30,000, they do. If they say no, you don't, they just carry on. Well, I think that's the decision I think everyone's waiting for.
Yeah, just changing sports just for 5 seconds. If any of you Essex Eagles fans out there in their quarter final tonight in the 2020, it's Birmingham Bears just finished their overs at 189-5. So we'll try and keep you up to date with that one. But it is one of those things, as you said, it just keeps hanging over, doesn't it? And it's just that sort of situation where you just need it sort of nailed down, done, dusted, finished, just get on with it. You know, and I'm not too sure what the Farnborough pitch is like, but, you know, it's already having Reading Ladies playing on there during the summer. So it's not out of rest. You know, if the weather starts to turn really bad, you know, and they start losing games as well because of the weather, they're already four games behind before we start. You know, it's just going to affect the whole season.
Listen, if the season's date start is the 8th of August, you've got to start on the 8th. If you don't start on the 8th, any game that you can't have should be, you should either lose the points or it should move forward. Simple as. Every other team has to abide by the same rules.
Absolutely. There shouldn't even be a second thought about it, should there? It literally should just be.
Yeah.
You know, if these are just the starting date, if you can't turn up for your game, you can't play, you lose the points.
Exactly
whatever
right.
whatever the situation may well be.
Exactly right. You know, it's not a fault of the club. Of course it is. You know, but like I said, this should have been done ages ago. And, you know, we either start the league with 23 or, you know, we all hang in.
Mm.
You know, and like I said, it's not right. And it's something that needs to be put right.
Mm.
You know, we were playing Farnborough at home. But, you know, the teams that got them away on a Saturday now got to travel there midweek. How fair is that?
Mm.
It's not.
No, you're absolutely
not.
Right.
You know, say it's Leiston. Got to travel to Farnborough on a Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
No one's thought about that,
No. And I mean, what happens then? You know, we turned around and said that the league are trying to get to a situation where if you play someone on Tuesday, they play you on a Tuesday. Oh, I understand weather would come into it, you know,
course.
During
there
the season.
Certain things like that.
But this isn't weather we're talking about. So, you know, all of a sudden, well, what happens now then? Do you know what I mean? Do they turn around to you and say, well, look, you know, when you're playing Farnborough at home, call it off and you can play them on the Tuesday night. For next Tuesday night, you've got free because it's only fair that it comes to you on a Tuesday.
What do we say? Well, when our game gets rearranged against Farnborough, say I've got a couple of players suspended, can I go to the league and go, oh, can we postpone that until we get a full side out because I'm not fully strong?
Mm.
You know, and it's not right. So.
Mm. And isn't there a league rule that says, that if your game gets called off, it's got to be rearranged between two teams within a certain amount of days?
40 odd days, yeah. No, that's true. And but when does that start? When does Farnborough's season officially start?
Mm.
Is it this next weekend, or could it be delayed to 2 weeks?
But isn't there a rule that you've got to find the fixture date within is it about 7 days or something?
No. You are right. The date needs to be put in within 7 days, but yeah, that's not even been spoke about. We've not spoke about Farnborough when they're going to come and play us because no one knows.
Yeah.
How can you get a fixture put in when you don't even know what they're doing? And no one's actually said they're not going to be participating in the league because officially they've done nothing wrong.
Mm.
So I don't know. Again, this is it. It's just a little bit of a joke, really. Mm. So, you know.
So is it because of the CBA? Is that the reason why they're actually asking for the bond?
Well, no. What I think they've got rumours that the CBA, again, and this is why Farnborough fans need to come on, the CVA's got another year to run, and they've asked their creditors to come to a new agreement. Can they have a new agreement? Nothing's been formalised, nothing's been official. So I think they found out about it and thought that they would struggle to pay, or thought they weren't going to come through the season or start next season. Next season's next season. So rightly so, they've asked for financial bits and bobs, and they're worried, I think, that they can't, you know, fulfil their fixtures. So they've asked for a bond, which is in the league rules, it's in every league rule. They can ask any club. But obviously, you know, if they've not done anything wrong, it's a difficult one. But I'm pretty positive that the FA will back the league, because they very, very rarely go against the league. And obviously there is some worry financial, you know, and this is where I will back the league a bit. There are some worries about them. But I, as a manager, would rather have 3 points taken off us late on in the season than this fiasco.
Yeah. Because they have to finish, is it 75% of the games they play, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, but again, you'd rather have, you know, if we'd have played Saturday, we'd have been a bit more sharper Tuesday. I'm not making an excuse, but, you know, you're in it. We had the bit of lows on Saturday. As Harrow Borough's going to be this week. Like I said, Lewis aren't playing in the week, you know, and whoever's got them on Saturday. And it's a gap, and they're all going to think the same thing. And, you know, it's something that's obviously dragged on that we could all do without.
Which don't help us either, because it's Wingate and Finchley.
There you go.
You know, so it affects us as well, yeah, in a way, because, you know, they go into the game, they're going to be fresh. We've played on Saturday, so I think you could look at it either way.
They might put their full fresh side out against you, because they didn't play on Tuesday, on Saturday. So, it's not ideal. It's not ideal, and at this level, it shouldn't happen. Mm. The rules are the same for everybody, and everyone should adhere to them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, I don't know, a crazy sort of situation to be in again, shall we say, you know, after last year. And I know that wasn't nothing to do with the league, you know, last year. There's nothing they could physically do about it last year. But this, you know, this year it's getting a bit farcical, as you said. And it's just, you just need to know one way or the other what's going on and when it's going. Mm. So everybody can just get on with the season.
Yeah, that's right.
What everybody wants to know. Cups wise, then, as I say, the League Cup, then it starts, you know, in this week. Just trying to pull it up if I can find it. You know, the draws and stuff. So, I mean, it's good. Again, I suppose this is one of those sort of competitions that you just never know who's favourites for this, dear, because you know, because some people want to be in it, some people want to get out of it sooner they're in it. And so it's...
Some managers' blood, obviously, would maybe put their bench in. And I've spoke to a couple of people already today about next Tuesday when we play Chatham. Yeah, you know, I'll look at you in that game and so on and so on. So, you know, I think you want to win it once you get into the later stages. But it's, you know, being put in early in the season, is that a good thing? I don't know. It's happened for, we'll wait and see. They might have done it to make sure that people put a stronger side out. But, you know, would we rather be playing a League Cup game than a league game? No, I don't think it makes a huge amount of difference.
We've got a prelim round, which is Barkingside v Hornchurch on Monday, AFC Sudbury versus Brighton City on Tuesday, and Billericay Town versus Averley on Tuesday. Then you've got a first round, Farnborough versus Lewis, postponed. Then you've got Brentwood Town versus Enfield Town, Bury Town versus Leeston, Canviana versus Grays Athletic, Chipstead versus Walton and Hersham, Crimpfin Casuals versus South Park, Dorking Wanderers versus Peacehaven and Telscombe, Dulwich Hamlet versus Thamesmead, Folkestone Victor versus Ramsgate, Harrow Borough versus Met Police, Haringey Borough versus Met Police, Harrow Borough versus Kingstonian, Hastings United versus Hive Town, Mersham versus Sittingbourne, Moseley versus Hendon, Needham Market versus Heybridge Swifts, Redbridge versus Cheshunt, Staines Town versus Hampton Richmond Borough, Three Bridges versus Leatherhead, Tilbury versus Great Wakering Rovers, Tonbridge Angels versus Herne Bay, Tootingham Mitcham United versus Phoenix Sports, VCD versus Chatham, Winstable Town versus Faversham Town, Whiteleaf versus Carshalton and Athletic, Wingate and Finchley versus Harlow Town, Whittam Town versus Morden Trittery, Worthing versus Burgess Hill Town, Romford versus East Thurrock United, and Walton Casuals versus East Grinstead Town. So is that one of those sort of things that, because a lot of the actual games that are being played are very much localised.
It's regionalised. The cup's regionalised, yeah.
And if it's me, I didn't see Hendon on that list.
You don't have to enter the competition. I don't think Cray Wanderers are in it either.
Oh, right,
VCD didn't go in it last year. Tony doesn't like going in the League Cup.
So,
yeah, no, you don't have to go in the League Cup.
Oh, just weird that the champions won't be in it. That was what I was looking at.
They might have a bye.
Could do. Could be one. Yeah, it could be. Well, it could be one. No, sorry, we missed them. They were in it. Moseley versus Hendon. Yeah. But it is. There's got to be three teams, of course, with a bye because they're actually waiting on the actual opponents of Barkingside, Hornchurch, Sudbury, Brightlingsea, Billericay, and Averley, aren't they? So yeah. There's got to be somebody in there. But
Lewis might get a bye.
Well, that's another thing. What happens there?
They get a bye, didn't they, into the next round?
You know, because the game's postponed. I mean, is it a, you know, does that game have to wait now and wait until, you know, they know what's going on with Farnborough, or is it a case of, well, you know, sorry, that's when the first round should be? And
well, Stuart, no, because obviously, you know, I know he listens to the show, but no, they just wait and see what happens and make them play it within whatever period of time.
Mm. I mean, some good games there. I mean, Barkingside, AFC Hornchurch. Be interested to see what Hornchurch put out against Barkingside on Monday. Enfield and Brentwood Town, another one that could be, you know, pretty tasty game. Canvey Island versus Grays Athletic will be good. Two that are unbeaten so far, Crimpton Casuals and South Park as well. So you've got
some tasty games, Don't you hate it when you get texts from people saying, can you just mention how good I am? What's this about?
It's not Tony Russell.
No, definitely. He didn't text me in. So, never mind. I just text him back. You've got a long wait. Ring in. You know the number. 012. Tell us how you fitted in at your new club. And, you know, it's all new. You don't have to talk about us. But just tell us, as an assistant manager, how you feel and how things have started for you for the year. Because we need to get it coming. So, come on, Mr. King.
Now, get yourself on the phone. 01279 899 150 is the number to call. So
I won't question you, so don't worry.
Who is that, by the way? Brad?
Yeah.
And where's Brad? Brad was at Witham, wasn't he?
That's it, he was at Witham, yeah.
And where's he now?
He's just said no. See, they're all bottle-up jobs.
He comes live on the show. He came and sat in here.
Yeah, there you go.
He came in here with Gary. So I don't understand why he won't come on the phone.
So many people that like sitting behind a little computer. Oh, no. Come on.
Unbelievable. Where is Brad now, then? Still at
VCD,
Whittam.
Isn't he?
Oh, he's with you, is he?
Yeah,
oh,
he's my assistant manager at VCD.
Oh, you pinched him off Gary.
I didn't pinch him. I didn't pinch anyone.
No, you know what I mean. I don't mean pinch, but but I'm sure, and Brad might be able to confirm that then, if Alan is with Gary. I'm sure I've seen him somewhere.
Brad will know. Brad's like hot off the press newspaper from the night before. I'm sure, you know, I won't say what he does for a living, but he's he knows everything.
He's not a Chippendale.
100%. Well, his missus and mostly just spat her tea all over the floor there. Could be. What are they? One of them little furry things?
Oh dear.
You watch kids' program? What are they called?
That's a Furby.
No. He said he's got his kids screaming in the background. What a load of rubbish. Never mind.
We've heard it all.
Stumpy, it's up to you. You come and rescue us.
We've heard it all before. But if I can find, there we go. Oh
yeah, Alan is helping Gary out.
There we go. There's one ring and he's had enough. Look, there you go. But whoever it was, give us a call back. 01279 899 150. That's 01279 899 150. Even if Mr. Dyer's around and wants to talk, wants to have a chat, then why not give us a call? 01279 899 150, and we'll have a chat with the Lion Dancing Champion of Essex, soon to be Cumbria. So if there is anybody out there that wants to call in, it was somebody that wanted to call in because it rang, but they bottled it at the last minute. But if you want to call in and say 01279 899 150, even if Mr. Robinson's listening, why not give us a call, Nick, if you're listening?
Yeah, no, that'd be interesting. Tell us about your new job, how you settled in under the desk and all that. Be interesting.
With his new gabble as well.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was at our game last night, but he didn't hang around to say hello. So obviously, job's got to be too big for him to say hello to people like us now. He knows I'm joking, but I'm not.
Oh, dear.
I'm making a lot of friends.
I know, you're doing well. It's,
wait to see when we win.
Yeah, once you get back in your beet farm, you'll be laughing every minute of all the way.
So
we get these people, see, they just turn up in the studio, don't they? Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I do.
But there is not a bat in hell's chance that he will come live on the show.
Didn't even come in with a drink.
I know. Unbelievable. He just bought me money. Look, that's all he's bought me. There he goes.
This is, I'll tell you, if the FAO video in this doesn't look too good. It doesn't look too good. I tell you what, I, of any other football fans out here, it is an absolute nightmare to get a drink at Arlo Town Football Club.
It is tonight.
I tell you what, it is like a desert in here. I've come up here, nothing, and I don't want to drink that either. to be fair, that's a little bit stronger than the tea I had before.
It's one of those nights in the night. We've got a referees meeting in the room there. We can't even get in there to get a cup of tea.
That's
so
why I'm a bit aggravated. There's a load of referees sitting next to me in the room next door.
Next door. They're all sitting in the next door, all talking about all you lot out there. So why not give us a call? If you had a dodgy referee, you might have had a good referee at the weekend. Why not call us? 01279 899 150. And who knows? That referee could be sitting no more than two doors.
Ring in. He's just said if we're struggling, he's going to ring in.
Who's
so
that?
Come on in. Brad, ring in. Let's listen.
We've got 10 minutes to kill,
let's
Brad.
Let's be serious. Let's just tell us how you actually, you've gone to a new club and what the setup like. And, I've told them what it was at the beginning of the season. But let's have your point of view, Brad. Let's be serious for 5 minutes.
Yeah, we've got 10 minutes to kill. So why not give us a call in? If
come on. 01279. You can reverse the charges if you're struggling.
899 150. Don't let the boss hear you say that, reversing the charges. He'll be on a not sweat.
Yeah, my wages will be going down every week.
But it is. It's going to certainly be an interesting one. But even if he can confirm, he did say that Alan is there, didn't he?
He's helping him out for a couple of weeks.
I had that feeling that was on there somewhere that I sort of saw during the week. But it'll be an interesting one. But it'd be, Avery, Waltham Abbey at the weekend. Another, that's a tough one for him.
Here he is.
Here's Brad. Let's have a look and see if this is actually Brad.
I won't say anything.